Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
In no less than a week, one of the largest Pacific multicultural premier fashion event, the Pacific International Runway, will be returning to Sydney after a one-year break. In the program this morning, we have the CEO of Pacific International Runway, Faye Penny. Good morning, Faye.
Morning.
Yes, so it's an exciting whole week of preparation for the Pacific International Runway and as well for you. But first, Faye, can you please tell us how was the Pacific International Runway started?
It all started in 2015, and it was through a notion of myself being a fashion designer, was wanting to have a platform where we were able to cater for all the different multicultural designers in the Pacific and also the Pacific region. So on doing that, we had our first show, and we were able to bring about 22, 23 designers from the South Pacific. And so this was emerging as well as established designers.
Okay. So when you say South Pacific, this includes designers from which background?
Okay. So when we say not just the South Pacific, but the Pacific region. So that would be from Samoa, Fiji, New Zealand, Cook Island, Solomon Islands, PNG, which is Papua New Guinea. And then we will also get some from either, there was Persian.
Yeah.
So due to the fact that Australia is a multicultural, so we were basing it on the multicultural within Australia as well.
Yeah.
Because it just gave us designers a much bigger platform.
Yes.
And a bigger market.
Yeah. And maybe our listeners are wondering, why are you in the Filipino program? But
well,
yeah,
I
know there are several Australians with Filipino background who are involved in the Pacific International Runway, such as your main ambassador, Kimberly Street?
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell us how or what are the other involvement of the Filipino community in the Pacific International Runway?
Okay. So also my affiliation with Mike Elags. And Mike and I have been doing a lot of community stuff together. And in regards to Kimberly, her first showing ever for the model industry was with Pacific International Runway. And due to her character, just the way she carried herself and everything, she had the core of a true ambassador for the Pacific International Runway. And I do believe that the Philippines are also known as Pacific Islanders.
Yes, we are part of the Asia Pacific, so therefore we are part of the Pacific.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Why not? You know, why not? And also in Samoa, we have a huge Filipino community within Samoa that are also in the fashion industry.
Mm. Yeah, you mentioned that. How big is the industry of fashion for the Pacific? Because I know for the Philippines, pageants is a big sector,
yes,
a big industry for the Philippines. But
yes,
for the Pacific, how big is this?
Okay, in regards to beauty pageants as well as fashion shows, it started many, many, many years ago. I was only a young girl myself in Samoa, and one of the founders for the Miss Universe. So we took the franchise Miss Universe to Samoa, and it only lasted for about 8 years due to the fact that the financial side of things, but then we reversed it to having the Miss South Pacific. And in regards to the fashion industry, fashion has always had its placing in the Samoan community. And in regards to that, we've had iconic fashion designers that have always showcased in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So hence why it was not widely known as how you have it in Fiji, where you have the Fiji Fashion Week. This has only just sort of come to place just very recently in the past, say, 4 or 5 years ago now with Samoa. But otherwise, it was more your community-based. It had not actually gone out international-wise.
Yeah.
So myself and one of the iconic designers for Samoa, her name is Cecilia Kyle, we've partnered up together in regards to spreading and giving that opportunity or platform for a lot of the designers. Because if I really look at it, if we really look at the designers that come from the Pacific, you're looking more or less 95 to 98% are mainly self-taught designers.
Wow. So yeah. For yourself, how do you start with fashion designing and with fashion and pageants?
Okay, for me, my mom, she was a sewing teacher for New Zealand and Samoa and Australia.
Wow.
So it started way back as far as I can remember as a young girl when I first owned my own little Barbie doll.
Mm.
And just grabbing the scraps of material from my mum and just trying to dress up this doll. So it started at a very young age, and my mother was my trainer, my mentor in regards to knowing how to learn how to sew.
Yeah.
And one of the favourite things that she would always do, back then these magazines were quite costly, but one of the favourite things that she would wait for was the monthly edition coming all the way from England, Vogue magazine. And
wow.
That's how it first started with me loving the European fashion industry.
Yeah.
And
yep. You move, like when you moved to Australia, you brought that with you.
Yeah, so I'm mainly from, born and bred in New Zealand, lived over in Samoa 5 years, and then another off and on 3 years in Japan, and then moved out here to Sydney, Australia. So I've been here for about 37 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Yeah.
So if anyone's counting, they probably know how old I am.
But they wouldn't guess how old you are because it doesn't show.
Thank you. So, and then here in Australia, it was always a, you know, you had to have it on piece of paper.
Yeah.
So my husband, he put me into the fashion design school, which is called the White House School of Design. That was probably about 22 or so years ago. And when it first started out to it being one of the prestigious schools in Australia itself. And, you know, for myself, it was having to go to the best to learn the best.
Yes.
So what I do now is I go over to the Pacific Nation and I teach and train and mentor on the basics of fashion.
So is that one of the reasons behind Pacific International Runway being founded?
Yes, it is. When we first, before, prior to doing all this, my daughters and I, we would go overseas to different fashion shows. And we understood as a fashion designer going to a totally unfamiliar country and all that, and, you know, having to go to these shows, there was a lot of money, financial-wise and everything. And, you know, when you go there and there's no one waiting for you, you understand as a designer what you would like to have.
Yeah.
And so hence why this whole thing about Pacific International Runway was all about also helping the other emerging and established to find their footing in mainstream market.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it was very hard, or you've got shows like Mercedes-Benz and everything. Not everyone can afford Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Not everyone can afford...
It's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, not everyone can afford Fashion Week in Paris or Milan or London or New York. So it was making a platform affordable as well, you know, to those that you know that have the gift and that can actually, you know, have hope that there is a platform there that they can start off.
Yeah, and it's also a good way for emerging designers to really be encouraged and, as you mentioned, have platforms where they can showcase their designs and their works, isn't it?
Yes.
The Pacific International Runway started in 2015, but it's a biannual event, isn't it?
Yes, at an annual event. We had a rest last year, and that was in regards to realizing that trying to do the tour and traveling overseas and doing all the training, the workshops and all this, it just, you know, wasn't feasible for us to do a show as well. And we concentrated on that year to go and look for fresh, you know, fresh ideas and fresh designers and all that, and encouraging them as well as mentoring them, preparing them what to expect when they come to international platforms or international markets.
Yeah. So for this year's 2019 Pacific International Runway, what can the audience expect from the show?
Okay. With the audience, they'll see also a vibrant of difference of the designers that are coming to bring their 2020 collections. It's also networking, you know, with the designers as well, and because we do have pop-up stores as well for the designers, and it's just seeing the difference of the culture. So it's not just about culture, it's also about the designers that actually are able to design mainstream collections,
yeah,
tour collections. A lot of people, when you put the word Pacific or Islander, immediately they think it's all the Mumu style and the Hawaiian style sort of thing. We want to break that stigma by showing what us designers are actually capable of doing, that we are more than capable of just doing our cultural wear, but we can actually implement a lot of our culture into the mainstream styling or in the mainstream market.
Yes.
Where, you know, a lot of our prints are quite bold, and sometimes it's like you can never wear that to a corporate, or you can never wear that to as a work function garment. But what we've been able to do is we've actually been able to teach the designers how to collaborate and how to minimize but still have that same effect of the island prints.
Yeah, so but it's more than the colors within those designs, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Can we name some of the designers who will be showing or showcasing their collections?
Yes, so we've got one from India, Sri Lanka. Her name is Lakshmi. So she will be coming out with a lot of more eco-friendly designs, reusable fashion. We have also another Fiji Indian, and they're showcasing more your Pret-a-Porter collection. Then we have Cecilia Carl from Samoa, and she's one of the iconic designers from Samoa, where she'll be bringing a lot of caftans, you know, summer caftans, beachwear caftans. We have the Paul Brand, which is myself, and I do your more resort higher-end wear. We have for the men, the Brandon's collection, and that's more your street urban.
Yeah.
We have, I'm trying to get from the top of my, I'm trying to think of all the designers, because we actually have two shows. We have the Sydney one here on the 16th of November, and then 2 weeks after that, we have our Melbourne one, which is on the 30th of November, held at the Crown Promenade.
The designers who are coming for the Sydney show are the same designers who will be showcasing their collections in Melbourne. Is that right?
No, not all of them. We have different ones also at the Melbourne. We only have a handful of those that are showcasing at the Sydney, showcasing at the Melbourne as well.
So for those in Sydney, you have a different set of designers, but it's good to be there and see what the collections are, as well as for the Melbourne show, isn't it?
Yes, yes. There'll be different sets. And as I say, there are a few that will be showcasing also at the Melbourne one.
Yes. Faye, aside from giving a platform for existing designers and emerging designers, where do you want to take the Pacific International Runway as well as the Pacific designs to? Where do you want to take them?
We've already, through the many photographers and all that. It was great to know that we had already been acknowledged and requested. So 12 designers were requested to showcase at the Oxford Fashion in London.
Wow, congratulations.
London, Milan, Paris and New York. So out of the 12, due to financial as well, two of them were able to make it to the New York one. And through that experience, their business has grown.
Yeah.
And, you know, their portfolio has allowed them to be acknowledged within their own community as well. So where do I want PIR? I would like to see PIR on the fashion calendar. You know, be recognized as another, you know, fashion event that people can come and actually take note of it. If we hadn't done what we've been doing so far, no one would have really recognized who we are, because of the namesake and because they see our islanders, they all assumed and put us into that box.
Yeah.
But we were willing to go the hard yard and prove them wrong, that we're not just about being islanders. We're actually designers in our own right.
Yes, definitely, yeah. You have mentioned some of the challenges for Pacific designers, but how are you taking on this challenge and helping and supporting each other?
So what I've been doing, so for instance, with the Papua New Guinea community and Papua New Guinea, Australia have come on board, the Australian government have come on board and sponsor for 3 to 4 designers to come over to our platform. And also they get mentored by ourselves. And so that has been a huge success, that now Papua New Guinea are literally running with the fashion industry. And my next step is also helping the other Pacific nations as well, is by approaching our governments as well as their own governments to look into the foreseeable future, that it is beneficial for each country to put or to invest in this area. Because if we were to go to any other countries, any other Pacific countries, one of the first things that people buy are the clothing.
Yes, correct, yeah.
So why not invest?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they're helping their own people build that economy within the fashion industry in their own country.
Yes, and hopefully more Pacific nations will be joining the Pacific International Runway.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that includes the Philippines.
yes, I know. I'm like, I'm going to get this.
Yeah, why not?
You know, Mike has been a phenomenal help and everything. And I do understand the Philippines, you know, the Filipino community, they need to know who we are as well. And as I said, we're not just about our Pacific Island. We're all about the multicultural that is happening here in Australia, you know, and it's about serving their needs as well. And it is a bigger market as well. I mean, for us to sort of box us in, it wouldn't be fair as a business, because at the end of the day, each designer, to their own right, it is their business. It is their livelihood.
Yes. And I think it adds more to boosting the economy of the whole country, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So please invite our listeners to watch the Pacific International Runway in Sydney and in Melbourne.
Yes, please. Yes, very much so. You know, and I do look forward, I really look forward to interacting with the Filipino community and how we can collaborate and come together in building the fashion industry within Australia itself.
And where can they get more information about PIR or the Pacific International Runway, Faye?
For the Pacific International Runway, they can go to Sticky Ticket or go on our Facebook page or our website page, which is under the Pacific International Runway. com, and they can get all the information there.
Thank you so much, Faye Penny, CEO of Pacific International Runway, and all the best to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak. And I really, really look forward to seeing more and, you know, collaborating and coming together with the Filipino community.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. i-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.